Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sisel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. 1 out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes strikes out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. 1 out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg strikes out. 2 outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. 1 out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.